brain, you're in the nerd's domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
Hi, I'm Matt.
I'm John.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Shirley. And welcome to the Nerds Domain Podcast. This week, we're going to talk about what's going on in our lives. It's geeky and fun. And we have Tom and Dan with us from Nerds Collide, as long as they're...
Yay!
Yay!
Who's that, guys? or Hazardous, whatever.
Hello! No, I said who's da, but it's a combination of hooray and huzzah.
Oh.
Huzzah.
Very smart and thoughtful.
It really wasn't.
So, let's get right into what we've been doing. We'll start with our guests. Have you guys been reading any books lately?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I just finished one.
Really?
Why do you... What's with that tone of
fish,
surprise in your
voice?
Fish,
blue fish?
Yes.
Wait,
pop on pop.
I had the most... Dude, that... The ending for One Fish, Two Fish took me by surprise. I just did not see it coming. I'm not going to ruin it for anybody who hasn't read it yet.
Oh, my God.
But there is a hook involved. No, I just...
Oh, my goodness.
I just got done reading The Passage by Justin Cronin.
Hmm. What's that about?
It's like a viral outbreak kind of book where it was really cool the way it was set up, because the beginning of the book was almost like before the outbreak happened. And then at the end of the beginning, I know, just go with me, I know that it makes no sense, but the end of the beginning is when the outbreak of the virus happened, basically turning people into almost, it's almost like a vampire-ish outbreak, but a lot more creepy, scarier, monster-like vampire outbreak. And then the second part of the book is like 100 years later, like a survival over all these infected beings. And it was actually pretty good. I really enjoyed it. But it was like he did such a great in depth job of describing the way the world was after the vampire outbreak, that if we do live in a post apocalyptic world in the future, I hope Justin Cronin is the one who works out all the different colonies that we will have to live in, because it was detailed and it was great the way he wrote it out. But yeah, it was an outbreak book, and it was really good. I enjoyed it. My wife recommended it to me.
Right on. Tom, do you read anything?
Yes, I'm reading a book now called The Quintessence. I believe the author's name is David Walton, and it's an alternate reality tale about the Europeans trying to colonize America, and America is a land of magic and elves and stuff like that, and they're trying to mount colonial expositions to the New World, and their ships keep coming back loaded down with basically with salt and stones. So I'm only about 45 pages in. I just started reading it the other day, and it's pretty good so far.
What's it right on?
What did you think of The Passage, Tom? Because I know you've read it.
I like The Passage. It was pretty good. I have not gotten. They just come out with the sequel. It's called The 12. A month or so ago, I have not read it yet, but I enjoyed The Passage.
What was the name of your book, Tom?
The Quintessence.
Okay. Jesse.
Well, I've been trying to read A Clockwork Orange again. It's been on my list of books to read for a long time. It's just so hard to get through. It's all the slang words the man's invented, and it's just trying to translate half of it. But it's a good book. I mean, it was a good movie, so I'm assuming it's a good book.
I enjoyed the book also.
Did you?
I'm
enjoying what I've gotten through so far, but it's like it's taking twice as long to read as a normal book does, because I find myself trying to translate a lot of it.
Oh yeah, because the dialogue is just like the movie where he with the droogs and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and, yeah,
Yeah, and the blubs and the happy polylogian.
Kazoon tight.
Shirley, do you got anything?
Yeah, right now I am reading Vessel of Heaven by... Oh, who is the author? I can't remember the author's name. But it's basically about a manned mission from NASA into space, and they want to get the perspective of different liberal arts. So they've got, like, a poet going up and a poet, a writer, a painter, a poet, and a musician going up. And so far it's been pretty good. It's just like it kind of is like Bram Stoker's Dracula in the way that it's journalized, like you're getting, you know, little snippets of bits and pieces of each person that's going on the mission in a like a journal kind of typewriting. But so far it's pretty good. It's called Vessel of Heaven.
And that's by That's from our good friends Eggplant Literary Productions.
Who is it by?
It's from Eggplant, but it is by Jamie Rosen.
Oh, Jamie Rosen, that's right.
I think I heard of this one. Doesn't the other travelers also include a butcher, a baker, and a candlestick maker?
I was going, a butcher, maybe they, no, but, oh.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Why I oughta?
No, I'm sorry, it's just not.
There must be something else I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of that other story of NASA sending up cakes. Thank
yeah,
you.
That's, well, that explains Daniel's reading level, too.
Hey, if he got past one fish, two fish, you know, it's kind of easy.
Hey, I've one baby steps, guys. Baby
hop
steps.
On pop.
I'm getting there.
Hey, hop on pop is pretty deep, dude. Let me tell you.
Basically, Johnny kills his dad at the end.
Yeah, that's the best children's
Thanks
story
for the
ever.
Spoiler, no, Daniel.
That's that other book, Chop on Pop.
Chop
on Pop.
So what about you, Johnny?
I have not actually gotten to read anything lately. Life has been busy, and we are planning a trip to the library tomorrow, so hopefully I'll be prepared for this section of the next month's podcast.
I thought your ears were reading.
Well, that was the problem. I finished the two, the two books I got like 2 weeks ago, and then haven't been back to the library since then. We had to actually renew them online because we forgot to return them.
The audiobooks?
Yeah, the audiobooks.
Oh, I don't know how it works.
It's just like checking out a book.
Oh, who said that? Like, seriously?
If it was sarcastic, it might have been Dan. I'm just saying.
What? All right, Dr. Seuss boy. Look.
Man.
I don't know about that.
Have you seen
his
picture?
I was going to say.
Looks like a young child there. That would leave me. I'm reading a book called Stormfront. No, John, Jesse, not that Stormfront. Not the Harry Dresden Files book. I'm reading a book called Stormfront by John Sanford, and it's part of the Virgil Flowers series. So at my job, I started a book club as part of some stupid program we were in and chose a book off of the bestsellers list on the New York Times list, and I got stuck with this. It's not terrible. It's interesting enough, and it's moving quick enough. I haven't quite finished it, but it's good enough, I guess. So I've been reading that mostly. I think I finished up a couple of books since the last time we did this. Young Justice, which I did for the – or Young Sentinels, which I wrote a review for the website, and something else that I'm missing. But Young Sentinels was really good, and we actually talked to the author of that, Marion Harmon, last weekend. Yeah, last weekend. Mm-hmm. That went up as a podcast, and he was really great, and I really enjoyed talking to him about self-publishing and that kind of stuff through Kindle.
Oh, okay.
So, you guys should check out all of the Wearing the Cape series. It's all superheroes in a very realistic world.
Oh, so, well, that sounds interesting.
So, Tom.
Yes.
Since you were last on to talk, we'll punish you. have you been listening to any podcasts?
The only thing that I can, the way my job is, the only thing that I kind of listen to with any regularity is I like the Kevin and Bean Show.
Okay.
It's a podcast of these two guys who have they're like the number one DJs in Los Angeles, and they do basically it's their morning show edited down into an hour and a half.
Oh, that's cool.
The guy that does their like their Hollywood Report and stuff is a gentleman named Ralph Garman, and he does a podcast with Kevin Smith called Hollywood Babylon.
I'm a big fan of that one.
Yeah, and he's a big portion of their radio show. He does all their voices, you know, when they need
impersonations. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So some of it is a little dry. They talk a lot of sports and stuff, and I'm not into sports at all. But they talk to a lot of bands because it's a rock and roll station. But the stuff they do that's funny is normally very funny. So it's worth it to sit through some of the other stuff.
Right on. Dan, what have you been listening to?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No, I mean, aside from the regular stuff I listen to, like, you know, Nerds Domain, Geeky Faucet, Heroes and Villains. When Nerds Collide, those guys are hysterical. Walk in the Room with Dave Anthony and Greg Barron. But there was several podcasts I used to listen to all the time, but something happened and they just don't put out episodes anymore.
Yeah, we call that pod fading.
Yeah, that's what happened to them. I enjoyed them, but they're gone. So nothing real new that's really, you know, blown my skirt up or anything that made it fantastic. Except Matt Snarltep, that is fantastic. Let me just
have you been catching up
whatever.
On that?
Nope.
No.
I'm sorry.
You're missing out on the current little side quest. Shirley ran us through a little adventure and. There was a lot of fun. I think you'd at least enjoy the first episode.
Yeah, I plan on it, but with the holidays coming up, work has been extremely busy for me, and I have to do audiobooks because I have no time at home. So between that and work and everything, I'm trying to slowly fit everything in. But since those other podcasts I listened to died out, I'll be able to squeeze everything in now.
Right on. Well, good for them dying so you can listen to us.
Yep, yep, yep.
Johnny, what are you listening to?
Oh, what did I talk about last time? Because
that's a good question.
When Nerds Collide.
D&D. Well, that is a good one. Yes. But I think Matt covered that month before.
Sometimes it's good.
Yeah.
Sometimes not so much.
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah. So Chainsaw Suit is an interesting podcast. It stars Chris Straub and Mikey Newman. Chris Straub is a webcomic writer and artist that I got to know through PvP Online. And they just do funny skits. They're very like Kevin and Bean. They do skits. They do, you know, funny stuff. They talk about whatever. Their big thing is Chris chooses a topic where they have their listeners write in and give them something to talk about. And it's real funny because they make fun of their listeners and then talk about their topic, and it gets kind of interesting. I like it a lot, but it's sort of a weird humor, so it may not be for everybody. But that's the latest one that I've been listening to. And I found out about another one called the H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast, which I'm going to start checking out soon. It's supposed to be a review of the stories of Lovecraft, specifically the Cthulhu Mythos. I don't know if he wrote more, but the Cthulhu Mythos, they review a story and talk about what's interesting about it, and then do a little biography about Lovecraft and what he was doing with his life when that particular story was written. So I'm going to check that out soon.
Right on.
I forgot one.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just remembered, and it was actually because of you, Matt. You turned me onto it. But Black Jack Justice by the creator. I love Black Jack Justice. I've tried listening to the other ones they put out, but for some reason I'm just stuck on that one. I love it.
Red Panda's really good.
See, I agree with him. It's Red Jack Justice is the best one.
Red Jack?
Black Jack, whatever. Some sort of Jack.
Yeah, definitely.
Jack of some color involved.
Yeah. Detective Noir is good.
Yes.
Johnny, you said the Cthulhu Literary Society?
No, the H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast.
Whoa, it didn't have any of those words in it.
It didn't?
No, what Matt said?
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I said literary.
At least I'm not the only one.
I said literary. I didn't say anything else, but... So Shirley, what have you been listening to?
You cannot say
Dystopic Boys again.
But I like the Dystopic Boys.
Tell me about it, Shirley. I'm interested in it.
Daniel.
I'm just trying to help my brother out.
Okay, well, the Dystopic Boys are really cool because they talk about dystopic topics, movies, films, music, and all that kind of stuff. But no, I've just been like trying to catch up on our podcast because I'm trying to critique my vocal, whatever it's called.
That's where you say whatever instead of finishing a sentence.
Yes. Or I actually enunciate loudly enough for everybody to hear me.
Ta-da!
I know. It's kind of like
okay, I'm back. What was it now, Shirley?
Crackers!
So it turns out when Shirley sits in a booster seat, we can hear her better.
You didn't have to tell everybody about my booster seat.
Yeah, well.
It's just three pillows. That's all it is.
So it does bring your head above the edge of the table now,
yes.
Right?
Oh,
yeah, that's helpful.
I'm not a little people.
Short round.
I found a podcast that I have been listening to called The School of Podcasting, which is all about tips and techniques on, you know, how to improve your podcast, and they bring on people that have had success stories. So it's really kind of interesting to hear a little bit about exactly what the people with success suggest. And the guy that's talking about it has a huge background in audio recording, so it's nice to hear somebody with some actual technical knowledge talk about that kind of stuff. I haven't been listening to much else besides my normal stuff because I haven't had a chance to. But Jesse, you got anything?
I've only added one new thing to my podcast list, and that is called I Should Be Writing by Myrna Lafferty. And it's a podcast about an author who just gives general advice on how to write characters, how to get agents, things like that. She's currently putting out a podcast a day. About 10 to 15 minutes each, with quite a few of them lasting over 44 to an hour long.
Wow.
But yeah, it's a touch sporadic. Sometimes she does one a week. Sometimes she does 2 months with one a day.
Interesting.
So
right
I should
on.
Be writing.
It's called I Should Be Writing.
Surely, if you check your show notes, I'm noting these down below.
Oh, you're adding to the notes?
Oh yeah, you are.
Yeah, look at that.
I am going to have to get in there at some point.
Surely,
the only one who gets it.
Shirley, have you played any new games lately? Shirley.
Thinking.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's like
you can't hear the wheels turning in her head.
I know. I'm like.
I can smell the smoke from
I
here.
I was like, I looked around. I was like, oh, nobody can see me thinking. Oh gosh, what have I played? No, I really haven't played anything new. Have I played anything new?
No.
What have we? See, no, I haven't played anything new. Like it's
a
just
couple
the apps on my phone.
Well, tell us about those if they're new.
The only new one that I've been playing is Castleville Legends. Oh, and Tree World. Yeah. No, but I talked about Tree World last time.
I don't think you did. I don't remember Tree World.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Did she?
Oh.
Yeah. So Castleville Legends. It's like it's based on the Castleville that was on Facebook, but they just like dumbed it down a little bit and put it in an app, and now you have a ship that you can sail because you all you do is like you know, make things. You just create a bunch of things in turn you get money, you know, just like most games. But it's you also have to make enough money to go save all your friends in the kingdom, which the evil what a smoky fog guy like has captured all of them. So what
the evil smoky fog guy?
Yeah. Oh, they did add some really awesome dragons to Dragonvale, though.
On.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
That's about it.
Yay. New games for me. I haven't played anything. I read through the rules for Disaster Looms, a game that we got from a publisher, and it looks really interesting. The basic idea is that you are the head of a company, and you know that the Earth is doomed, so you're trying to get all the resources possible to build your colony off-world. And so while you're doing that, you're trying to screw your competitors out of getting their stuff, too.
Cool.
So it looks interesting. I've yet to get to play it because we've been busy. That's really about it for me, though. Jesse,
well, since,
you have any new games?
Yep, since we tossed apps into here, I actually do. I have an app called Godville that I absolutely love. You are a god. And you have a hero who goes out and does things for you. This is a role-playing game where you don't really do anything. You just check up on him every now and then, make sure he's still alive and doing things you like. He collects his own items. He sells things. If he sells something you don't like, you hang on a second. You
smite him for it?
Basically, you punish him. You can also encourage him for good things when he's fighting and gives him back his hit points. You can give him minor commands like search for more treasure, look for things, stuff like that. But other than that, you just basically watch the hero progress through his own story.
It's Pokemon.
He also collects loot and things like that.
Oh, I forgot about a game I was playing.
What game?
You guys are all there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're here.
We were waiting with bated breath.
Yeah.
Sorry. I've been playing Fallout New Vegas.
Oh, that's
I haven't,
the best game
I love
to play.
That game.
Yet. I'm on. I skipped the first DLC because it pissed me off.
Good. That's fine.
It took all of my guns and left me with crap.
Which was the first DLC?
Dead Money, where you go up to the abandoned casino.
Oh, I love that one.
You shouldn't skip it. It is so very fun. Important for the story. It makes you a better person.
You know, I will probably go back when my melee is better because killing those things with guns was stupid. It was so dumb.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
And then I played through all of the second DLC, which is the one where you're in Zion.
No,
looking
yeah.
for working with the Indian tribes up there. And now I'm on the third DLC, which is escaping me right now.
Old World Blues?
Yes.
That is my favorite one.
What happens in that one? I really can't think of what happens in that.
You have your brain removed.
Oh, that's right. My brain, my spine, and my internal organs have been removed.
Why do you want to play this game?
Well, so what happens is you find this satellite, and you push the blue button. And you get knocked unconscious and taken to the big MT, which is a research facility that fell apart years ago when the war started and is now run by these crazed robots. And Jesse, I'm just assuming this is what's going on since I don't know the full story. But one of the other robots has defected and raised an army of mechanical scorpions, which he tells you about a lot. A lot. So you have to try and, like, and because they're auto-dock, which is the thing that fixes you up and heals you automatically, because it's on the fritz, it may have accidentally taken out your brain and your spine and your internal organs, you know.
So
you know,
it's not like you obviously needed them anyway.
After that.
Yeah, so this one is a little wackier than the other two, but it's been fun so far. And then I got one more after this that I haven't played called Lonesome Road. So, but I really didn't like the first one. I worked really hard to get the guns I had, and then they took them and my ammunition. So that was really disappointing.
But it's a survival horror game, and if you went in with all the ammo and all the weapons, it would not be a survival horror scenario.
You know what? If I didn't shoot things and then they got back up,
survival horror.
Ugh, it's terrible. Johnny, have you been playing any games?
I have not been playing much. My daughter just got Mousetrap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
found
I have not played that in a long time.
I used to replace the diver with G.I. Joes.
My wife, who is an excellent Goodwill shopper, found an unopened copy for $2.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah, somebody donated it after a failed yard sale, and they had a dollar price tag on it, so Goodwill doubled it, as they do, and she got an unopened Mousetrap game for $2.
Right on. So have you actually played it yet? Or
we
you
have.
Set up...
We've played it twice this morning because Gwen insisted. You know, so that's good. I've been trying to get her into the game I bought her at Gen Con, Mermaid Adventures, but which is a kids' D&D. You play mermaids and you don't have classes. It's very simple. But she just can't seem to focus on the non-visual storytelling right now. So I got to work on that with her. But she is 5, so it's not entirely, you know, crazy to think that she wouldn't get the role-playing game just yet. But I figured since she, you know, has attended almost every D&D game that I've been to since her birth, she might have picked something up. But I guess she's not ready yet.
Come on, Osmosis.
Yeah.
So, Tom, have you been playing anything?
I don't have a lot of time for games either. I'm sitting here at my kitchen table looking at the first set of Flux cards that I bought last Christmas that we still have not played yet. But yeah, I know it's bad.
Did you know that they just released a Flux board game?
Did they really?
How does that work?
Yeah. I don't know. We saw it. We went up to Anderson today, which is for Tom and Dan. That's like 40 minutes north of here, and ended up in a gaming store. Surprise! And they had it out on a table for demos, and I didn't get a chance to play it because the guy was too busy telling me about another game, which was also kind of cool, called Quinn or Kin. It's Q-I-N. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but yeah, they had the Flux board game. Tom, you can go ahead and talk. I'm sorry.
You're fine. But I do check out, there's a website called Armor Games that I check out, and they, you know, it has little flash games and stuff, and there's a game on there they just put, I just saw it this morning, it's the sequel to a game that I played a year or so ago, called Kingdom Rush, and this is Kingdom Rush Frontiers, and it's your basic standard fantasy tower defense kind of game. You know, it gives you a little map, and on one side of the screen, the bad guys come out, and you build. There are specific places where you can build your towers, and your towers can be an archery tower, or the barracks for your soldiers, or your gunnery, artillery placements, or a wizard's tower. And you know the bad guys march past your towers, and you try and kill them all before they get to the far side of the screen.
And did you say this was an app?
I guess you can get it as an app. I've been playing it. It like I said, it's on a website called Armor Games.
Oh, okay. Right on. Dan, you got anything?
Now, when you say games, you mean like video or card games?
Yeah, those are both fine.
Okay, great. Well, I don't play any card games, but lately on I just got the new Wii U that I'm freaking in love with. I love that thing so much. I got addicted to Scribblenauts Unlimited, and I've been playing Scribblenauts. And that's one where you just come up with different things for the game, and it the guy hasn't, like, for instance, I came across this one guy who had these balloons. He's like, hey, help me pop these balloons. And instead of thinking of something simple like a slingshot, I've made, like, an RPG and just blew them up. You know, it's such a fun game. And then since last time we talked, I actually started Final Fantasy 15, the new, or 14. 14 is the online one? I got them confused.
I have no idea.
I want to say it's 15.
I haven't played since 12, so.
It's 14.
Well, is it 14 the new one? Yeah, I tried playing that, and I just could not get into it, which I was really disappointed in, because I really liked 11, the last online one, because in 11, you had to get a party, and you had to meet people, and you had to do that to level up. But this one just seems like so much of a solo game that I don't see the point in it. You know, don't get me wrong, there's tons of content in this game. Just massive amount of content, but it's not that fun by myself. You know, I want to meet new people and stuff like that, but it's not a requirement. So I hadn't played in a long time. So I was really upset with that game. Other than that, much like Tom, not too much, you know, cause with my job and all, I don't have to sit down, time to sit down and play as much as I want to.
Have you played Mario Chase on your new Wii U?
No, I have not.
Oh, it is amazing.
Have you had a chance to get the new Mario Land 3D?
No, because that thing like just came out, didn't it? Yesterday?
Yeah, it just came out.
Yeah.
I'm still, like I said, I just got the Wii U, and I'm still playing the new Mario game that I love.
Right on.
It's been on my list of things to look at getting for a while, but...
And I'm gonna finally buy DuckTales this weekend because I'm obsessive with that game on Nintendo. So I can't wait to play the remastered one on that.
Is that available on Xbox Live?
Yes.
It's like $5, isn't it?
Ooh, it is.
So we're gonna move on to apps while I salivate over DuckTales.
What are you salivating over?
DuckTales, it's awesome.
It really is. They got a demo for it, and it's great because it starts off with brand new animation and like a whole new stage, like a whole new sequence of Scrooge's money bit. And the controls and everything is the same. The everything is the same. It's just cartoonish now, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's
amazing,
have to
and I'm done
with that. No, you're fine.
Great.
All the crosstalk starts happening.
No, like the DuckTales was like such a classic, awesome game.
Yes, it was.
And I really wish they would do this with more games that they put out for Nintendo that were awesome.
I mean, if you could describe that game, I would say it was like a hurricane there in Duckburg. and the game consisted
I'm
going to
come
of,
in the other room and punch you.
The game consisted of race cars, lasers, and aeroplanes. And the more you played,
is it set in Duckburg?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
And you might solve a mystery in the game, and you might
you could also rewrite history. Yeah, yeah. DuckTales, huh?
Woo!
Woo!
Oh, did you guys just woo together?
Yes, we did.
Oh, my goodness.
We did just also kind of speak the song.
Wooing together is what good friends do best.
This is what I'm saying. We'll move on to apps now that we've done that.
We're in a car together being chased by the cops, and if you drove up next to a cliff, we would hold hands and drive off. Oh, that's a Laverne and Shirley, or not Laverne and Shirley.
Laverne Shirley.
Well, that show went dark, but I stopped watching it.
Wow. Dan,
like,
that's clearly...
I did not see that episode.
That's because they were being chased by the fonts because he was trying to off them.
Oh, my gosh.
You're like, oh, my God.
Okay, we're gonna move on to apps, and I'm going to start with Trello. Trello is a project management system that is awesome. You can get it, through the computer and you sign up on their website, but then it's available on just about everything. What do you call those? Smart device ready. So I have it on my iPad and my iPhone. I believe Johnny has it on his Droid, right?
Actually, no. The app, my phone is messed up. I'm getting a new one for Christmas.
Okay.
I can only access it through the internet.
Okay, so you're still working. Yeah, that's right, because you have the old operating system. But it works on Droid, Windows phones, for all you Windows phone users.
Yeah,
all
that's at least one app for you guys.
Wait,
jackass.
Whoa.
Yeah, who does
okay,
have
one?
I do.
Oh, shoot. It's as though one of us knew and the others didn't, and he made them say bad things about Windows phones.
I love my Windows phone. Y'all go ahead and say all you want. I love my Windows phone.
So it is also available on Windows. It's really good for
Android.
I don't know. I've never owned an Android. I don't know what to compare it to.
Hold on.
So this is really good with managing projects across different people. We use it for our website and podcasts. Hypothetically, we all use it.
You mean different platforms?
Yeah, it's really good. I like it. Jesse.
Well, other than Godville that I mentioned earlier, I have also been using an app called Tiny Death Star.
No.
And
way.
You said you didn't like
it. I was getting into it. I didn't like Tiny Towers when it first came out, but this is Star Wars themed. It's all right. Things are going good. I got like 15 levels. It's Tiny Towers with the Star Wars theme. That's exactly all it is. But then I decided to update my phone to Windows to iOS 7 finally. And it goes, oh,
whoops.
Well, let's back everything up to the cloud. I don't like the cloud, but sure, I'll trust the cloud. Let's do that. I load it up again, and there's Emperor Palpatine going, hey, let's start a Death Star again. I'm like, no, I'm done.
Oh, that's sad. And by sad, I mean, ha-ha.
This is why I don't update my phone. Before this, I was on patch 6.1.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you couldn't use Trello, and someone talked you into updating your phone.
Yeah. I wonder who that was. I'm still don't plan on using Trello.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll show me. Johnny, any apps for you?
No, the only new app I've been using is Tiny Towers Death Star, so.
Right on. Yeah.
Oh, you're in it too?
That'll work on your...
I'm into it a little bit. It's...
What level are you at?
Oh, I've only built 6 levels. I got a little ticked off at Palpatine. He gives you missions in this one. I was just going along building and everything. And there was a mission that, you had to get to a certain point to complete. I built a set of apartments, an apartment floor, and then I completed the mission he had me on. And then he wanted me to build more apartments. And I was like, but I just did that like 2 seconds ago. And so that kind of sucked and ticked me off. But that's Tiny Towers. Death Star is fun because it's Star Wars based. But I don't get that into it. So.
Who's up?
Dan, would you like to review the one Windows phone app available?
Yes, I would. Thank you for asking. I've got this awesome new confidence app that every day it tells me something good about myself. Like,
really? Seriously?
I'm a handsome fella, or tomorrow it'll tell me I'm a winner.
You're good enough.
What is this called? Because I need to...
It's called iLiar.
See, now, Matt, it's reasons like you why I have this app. I just wanted you to know that.
See, I make you work hard to get and make you get things to make you feel better about yourself. I'm doing you good.
I also have another app for the human anatomy that shows me good places to cut myself.
That's terrible.
Because when the confidence app doesn't work, the other one does.
Oh, Dan. What? So do you seriously have a confidence app?
Do you think I need one?
I don't know. No.
Holy crap. I didn't want to be on this show anyway.
Like, awesome thing. Wake up in the morning, my phone would be like, did you know you're awesome? That's right, you're awesome. And I'd be like, yeah, I'm awesome. Let's go show this world how it works.
See if it works just like that. Affirmation app. That sounds awesome.
That's what I'm saying.
I also got I got totally excited because they came out with the first Final Fantasy game for my phone. And that was just one I played all the time on Nintendo. And so I've been playing.
Was this actually Final Fantasy 1, or was this Final Fantasy not number 1, but number 1 here in America?
No. This was number 1. This is the first one they released on Nintendo. They came out with that.
I'm not trying to be a pain. I'm just
I completely understand. Trust me. I know.
That numbering system is stupid.
But they came out with that, and so I've been playing that one when I get the chance.
Right on.
And I got speaking of Nintendo, I got a Nintendo emulator, too. So I've been so every now and then in between, while I'm driving during my job, I try to play Mega Man 2.
That explains the driving.
You play it while you're driving?
Don't judge.
It's Mega Man. It doesn't take a lot of concentration.
Donnie played got an emulator for his phone for Pokemon.
Yep.
And then he would turn it the other direction just slightly, and it would switch and shut off and not let him activate.
No, it would reset. It would be like the app was resetting. So if I hadn't saved in 10 minutes, I would go back to whatever my last save point was.
Oh,
that was horrible.
Yeah. I felt bad every time it happened, and yet.
Well, I found a new one that does better. It's called it's called something that I'm drawing a blank and my phone won't find it. My Boy. That's what it's called. It's a Game Boy emulator called My Boy. It doesn't have that problem. So,
yeah. So we're going to put My Boy under your app. Good job.
Okay.
Whoa.
Wait, where are we putting this boy?
So Tom, we're gonna move right on to you.
Mine's nice and easy. I don't write at this particular moment in time. I don't even have a phone.
Oh wow!
I had a company phone for a decade and a half, and got laid off from my job several weeks ago, and have just. At this point in time right now, basically can't afford to go out and get a phone.
So. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Yeah. Down. Thanks for reminding me of that.
Well,
Tom was going off
better,
the grid. It would be, you know, awesome. Voluntary.
Tom, if it makes you feel any better, I've not been listening to podcasts because I got leg over my job too. So, you know.
On the plus side, Tom, the Windows phone's not that bad now.
You guys should get the Daniel's Affirmation app.
I've got the perfect app for you, Tom.
Actually, we should do another podcast together, an unemployed guy's podcast.
Yeah. What'd you do today? I reheated the pizza last night, and by reheated, I meant, like, ate it off my chest.
It'll last for hours.
Oh, my
gosh. Can we stop recording, man? I got nothing else to do.
Yeah, man. What do you plan on doing today? I don't know. Like, I'll check the mail eventually. This job sounds great. Shirley.
Yes.
You have an app?
I have a few apps. Maybe.
Besides Castleville?
Yes, besides Castleville.
And Tree World?
And what?
Tree World.
Yeah, and Tree World.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay, because, you know, I just want to make sure that you're sure.
I'm sure.
Okay, so I've got these really cool apps that one is a fitness app. It's called 7 minutes or 7 minutes WC. And this is a high intensity workout app. It gives you like, I think it's 12 exercises, and it literally takes you through all 12 exercises in 7 minutes. I tried to do this 2 days in a row. I couldn't walk on the third day. It's that intense, and it's great. I love it because it's that intense, but I didn't know that it doesn't warn you that you can't do this, you know, 2 days in a row. So, but anyway, that app is called, the 7 minute workout, trainer, but when you download it, it says 7 men WC. So that's the really cool fitness app that I'm using right now. And then what is the other one I'm looking? Gas Buddy. You know, everybody uses gas for their car. Gas Buddy is like this national gas app. Oh, yeah. You do? Who has it?
I don't use it, but I'm familiar with it.
Oh, yeah. And it uses GPS location. So when even you're like driving down the highway or the street, it gives you like the nearest gas stations within a certain mileage of the lowest gas prices. So, that's my all community service notice. let's see, what else do I got going on here? And there was one other one I wanted to tell you guys about that was really cool.
Dragon Veil.
No,
Jesse, don't do that.
Wait, Dragon Veil is cool.
No.
Look, it has more dragons. They've added dark magic to the park. They've added a sixth island, and now...
And you can race them! It's awesome!
No, that's in the track. They added the racing track, and they have... God bless it. And they have larger island or larger habitats where you can keep your dragons.
So, hey, Dan.
Yes.
Does you have a son, right?
Yeah.
He plays video games, right?
Yes.
Does he ever hand you the controller and say, "Dad, this is too hard. Do it for me"? Does he do that?
There's a reason why Tom's laughing so hard at this. Last night my wife went out and I told her I'd watch Dean and it wouldn't be a problem because he's four. And I was like, yeah, it's no big deal. So Tom and I were trying to record the podcast while Dean was in the living room playing Sonic the Hedgehog. And about every 15 minutes, he would come up and hand me the Wiimote because he doesn't know how to double jump. He couldn't double jump. He didn't understand the concept of it. So every 15 minutes, he'd come in there during the show. It was the longest show I've ever had to edit in When Nerds Collide history.
So Shirley likes this Dragon Veil game, except that she can't race. So she hands me the phone and says, can you race for me?
It's because I have to get certain stuff, and it only happens when I race, and I can't go very fast. That's just saying. But anyway, my other app that I was going to tell you about was the NBC app, only because I like Dracula, and that's how I watch it if I miss it. But the NBC app has like all the shows and series on it that are current. So
you like Dracula? Is that any good?
We'll talk about that here in a minute.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you about Dracula.
Charlie. Wait a minute. It's okay.
Keep to the format.
So, Justin, do you have any
show notes, Charlie?
Movies and or TV.
Do I have what?
You would like to
discuss.
Movies and or TV.
Movie and or TV. Well, you guys are always talking about these superhero things, and I figured, you know, maybe I ought to actually try to catch up on some of it. And you suggested the Earth's Mightiest Heroes or something like that on Netflix, and I've actually started watching it. So I know a little bit about a person named Ant-Man now.
Don't say a bad thing about that show. That show is amazing.
Ant-Man?
I'm not 100% a fan of the artwork, but that is it is its artwork. I've never been a fan of Marvel artwork, so there's that. But other than that, it's a great show. Good storyline.
I enjoyed that show as well.
Have you made it to the Luke Cage and Iron Fist episode?
No, I'm on like episode 9 maybe, because I had to watch something called Stagecoach for some other thing.
Hey, that was only an hour and a half and it was not that bad.
It was great. I loved it.
Although we'll get into why you made us watch A Love Story here in a little bit. okay, so Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes?
Yeah, that's it. Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes, yes. And I like it. I like the Hulk being a kind of bad guy too. The whole Jekyll and Hyde thing.
Yeah, well, that's how he was always played back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah. Johnny, what do you got?
How come Johnny's on there twice?
Because I'm that special.
Because he's not. Where in God's name do you, Shirley? Just go ahead, Johnny. You're fine.
So, I have two shows that I've been watching, one more than the other. recommended by a fellow employee at work, Arrow, also in the superhero genre. It's on the CW. Season one is on Netflix, and I finished that middle of last week. It's actually really good. It's very compelling. It tells the story of Green Arrow. Basically he's Batman with a hood instead of a bat motif. So it's kind of in that. It took me a little while to get over it, but I did eventually get over the fact that he's Batman. I mean, his mom and sister are still alive, so he doesn't have the whole dead family thing going. But other than that, it's he's just Batman. I got into season two on Hulu, and am I missing something?
You're fine. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm mad at Hulu because they, or CW, I don't know how that works, but they're showing season two as it airs, putting the new episodes up. But I finished season one on Netflix and went to watch it on Hulu, and they're on episode seven, but they've dropped episodes one and two of the second season.
They only, for CW, they only keep like the last four or five.
Yeah.
Channel is different.
Right.
So
that's why I'm mad at Hulu or whoever is in charge for that.
It's CW because you can catch like all of Community from season one on.
Well, Hulu is actually owned by a couple of network stations and cable stations, and I forget who owns it. But so I don't know what the rules are about what shows go on, because CW is not part of who owns Hulu. So however the money is working, ticked me off that I missed the first two episodes of season two by, 2 weeks or whatever.
If it makes you feel any better, you can go back and watch all of Exo Squad.
That is true.
It's on there, and it's just as terrible as I thought it
right.
was going to be.
I watched two episodes.
I love that show.
It was bad.
Yeah.
The other show I've been watching is Tomorrow People, and it's bad.
I'm glad you said that, because I've been hearing the advertisements for it, and the advertisement sounded like it might be interesting, but if you're saying it's bad, I won't even try it.
Yeah, I watched six episodes, and they broke all of their own rules inside that six episodes.
Oh.
So the premise is there are mutants, except they're not called mutants, they're called Tomorrow People. And all the mutants have the same powers. They're all telepaths, they're all telekinetic, and they can all teleport.
It's kind of dull.
Sounds like a Valiant comic.
Kind of. they all have different levels of capabilities. One guy is really good at teleporting. Another guy is really good at telekinesis. Another girl is really good at telepathy. So that's something. But there are... As of episode six, I had seen 16 people. Four of them actually got names. The rest of them were all nobodies. And the premise of the story is the Tomorrow People think that the main character's father is their savior and will lead them to a promised land. The government is trying to wipe them out, and it happens that governmental organization is headed by the main character's uncle. So, that's all fine. Those are great. But the government organization has this room inside their headquarters that no one's powers can work in until the main character walks in and he can use his powers in that room. And then as they're trying to escape, he uses an ability to stop time for everyone but him and his friends. And so they're like, these are the only powers anyone has ever had, except you, who you're amazing and special. And it's really lame. They also have a conceit that these Tomorrow People are genetically incapable of killing. If they believe their action might result in somebody's death, they cannot complete the action. So like, you can't teleport someone over the edge of a building. You can't, telekinetically slam somebody with a car because you might kill them. And if that is your intent or your belief that it might happen, you're not allowed to do it. And it's supposedly an evolutionary thing. And who knows if after the sixth episode they explain those problems away, but I just couldn't stand it anymore after those little, like, oh, you can't do this except you. Yes, you can do this. And it's, and just dumb things like that throughout the story. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing my time.
Okay. Dan, do you have anything?
Sounds like someone's making burritos.
Ooh,
that sounds like an incredibly good idea.
Let's see, movies and TV. TV. I'm trying to think. Oh, we've been watching American Horror Story, The Coven.
Ooh,
I'm enjoying that one.
Ooh, nice.
Second season of American Horror Story. I didn't even finish it. Didn't like it at all. But the third one is good. Been watching that. I've been watching Supernatural simply out of commitment to the show because I've been with it for so long. Right now, it's all right. But I just watch it like that. I just recently saw the newest episode of Glee doing the songs of Billy Joel. That was awesome.
Shoot me, please.
Oh, shut up.
What?
Get, oh, do you watch Glee, Shirley?
No, I don't, but I love like shows like that. I just haven't watched Glee.
It was good.
I watched
and Billy Joel. Oh my God, rockin' awesome.
You watch it, John?
Yeah. My, well, not regularly, but every so often my wife is like, hey, there's like 6 new episodes of Glee that we haven't seen. I'm like, all right, turn them on.
The Beatles episode they did was great. And Yes, it really was. It was a two-part. It was really good. And then the tribute they did to Corey Monolith.
Yeah.
Was probably the saddest thing I ever saw in my life.
That was the last episode I saw, and that was good.
I was really surprised with it because I was afraid how they would touch on his death. But they did a really good job by the episode taking place after his funeral, and they never really said how the character died.
Exactly.
And it was really good. I watched that. I go over what else. The movie wise, I told Tom I just saw The Road with Viggo Mortensen.
How did you like that?
It was extremely sad and depressing, and I told my wife she's never allowed to pick movies again. I didn't know it was going to be that sad because she's a huge fan of post-apocalyptic stuff.
Yeah.
She's like, let's watch The Road. I'm like, cool, let's do that. But I didn't know it was going to be so realistic and sad.
See, I didn't like it. I was not a fan of that movie.
No, I wasn't either. And then a friend of mine turned me on to this movie called The Raid: Redemption. Not to be confused with the other movie called The Raid. But anyway, it's a kung fu martial arts film, I guess, from I'm not sure where it's from, but I saw the dubbed version. It's a kung fu movie, and it is fantastic. I haven't seen this much great action in a kung fu film in a long time. But they're just going to do a sequel for it now. So if you like kung fu and violence, and it kind of has a plot kind of like Dread, which, by the way, was another amazing movie where all these cops go into this one building and try to fight their way to the drug lord. And, of course, only one or two make it through, and the lead guy does. And some of the fight scenes in the movie, one guy kept fighting with a fluorescent bulb in his neck. I mean, it was incredible.
Ew.
Yeah, Dread is a really good movie. I forgot I watched that recently, too, but Dread is good.
Oh, Dread was it took me by surprise that it's full of testosterone. Just, after I saw it down the street, the bat just hitting cars and
drinking wine. And Carl Urban makes a much better Dread than Sylvester Stallone did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
But, okay. So, Tom.
Yes.
you sound like you have some time on your hands to watch some movies.
Last weekend we watched Pacific Rim.
Oh yeah! Tell Jesse how awesome it
is. It's fantastic. I loved it.
Yeah,
it was great.
Sooner or later, somebody's going to agree with me when you
suggest
that they
you don't
should
listen to our podcast very often, do you?
In all honesty, he doesn't listen to any podcast.
I don't even listen to my podcast. So
he really does.
You're not
Because if he did, he wouldn't have asked me what our email is earlier today. Like, we've said it for 37 weeks in a row.
Like I said, you're the one that says it. I don't say it.
It's collidingnerds@gmail.com, just you know.
Yeah, he told me that earlier. So I'll remember it until probably about Thursday afternoon, and then when it's time to do the show, I'll remember it again.
Oh, Dan, what is your email?
I've also been catching up on Fringe on Netflix.
Nice. We just started that.
And then got distracted by the doctor.
And that was my next thing, was today at 2:50 p.m. I was glued to the television watching the Day of the Doctor.
Did you see the short film?
The Night of the Doctor?
Oh, yes. What'd you think of that? Because I don't want to talk about the Day of the Doctor, because we just saw Matt Smith arrive, and Shirley refuses to watch anymore.
I haven't seen it yet.
I liked The Night of the Doctor.
I was short, but I really liked the idea.
Oh, yeah.
Who's in it?
What?
Who is in it?
Doctor Who.
All right, smart.
Who is in that one, Tom?
Matt Smith is in it, isn't he?
I think yes. So.
So it's not David Tennant.
I think it's exclusively Matt Smith.
It's worthless.
Oh.
Well, if you don't,
yeah, someone might have cried at the end of season.
If you don't like Matt Smith, you're definitely not going to like Peter Capaldi then.
Is that the old guy that's now playing Doctor Who?
Yes.
I mean, what are they thinking?
There's this awesome meme.
He's going to, need to go to a nursing home in the middle of them filming this thing.
I was telling Tom,
my gosh.
There's this awesome meme going around that has a picture of him, and it says, proof that the producers of Doctor Who don't care about your fangirl fantasies.
Yeah. Hello. What about me? My needs. All right?
As long as he still has a hot companion, I don't care.
See, I'm not even, okay.
Yeah, Dan was all about Rory.
Who's Rory?
You have to watch the Matt Smith season to find out.
We've just met Rory. It's Amy Pond's boyfriend.
Hold on, I'm turning all my confidence up right now.
However, I am firmly of the opinion Rory is the best companion ever. So, Amy Pond is the hottest. Rory is
he
the
had
best.
The best butt.
Yes.
Exactly. Oh, Amy.
All right. So, moving on to Shirley. What have you been watching?
Not Doctor Who.
No. We seriously watched.
Look, you know what I thought? I thought with the very first episode when he changed into Matt Smith, when David Tennant changed into Matt Smith, because, you know, it's not Doctor Who and Doctor Who. Anyway, that if he would have kept the little girl, that would have been freaking awesome. Like, I would have.
Yeah,
oh, good God. Are you kidding me? This is
no,
Doctor Who.
I would not have wanted to see Doctor Who pulling an 8-year-old girl through the cosmos.
It would have been.
That would have been.
Amazing.
That would have been bad.
No. Not bad in any way, shape, or form.
You have watched some of them. His companion almost dies in every episode.
Yeah. Almost
at least once.
So she was smart. She was witty. I mean, she sat
she
there at
is.
That table and watched him eat custard and fish. It was amazing. It was amazing.
And
like,
she
would have been able to handle it.
He does keep her, just not at that age.
Well, yeah.
And she is still smart and witty. So you will like her when you get to know her.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So, Shirley, what TV shows or movies have you been watching?
So, I've become infatuated with Jonathan Rhys Meyers. And the only reason why I've become infatuated with him is because
Because he's dreamy.
No, because he's an amazing flipping actor.
He was in The Tudors.
He was in what?
The Tudors.
Okay, so he's not the guy who played the dwarf. In the Lord of the Rings.
No, no. That's, what's his name?
It's a Myers, isn't it?
He was on Sliders.
What dwarf?
Yeah.
Gimli.
Gimli, son of Gloin.
Gimli, son of Gloin. Oh, no, that's the old guy. That's the guy out of Sliders. No, but I was thinking, like, he has the Reese.
Oh, my God, it is dude from Sliders. That is Maximilian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy crap, that's awesome.
See?
Yeah, he's been in other stuff, too. He's this thing called an actor.
So.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Anyway, anyway, on to Jonathan. Dracula, like the new NBC series at 10 o'clock on Friday nights, Dracula, because I really like the Gary Oldham Dracula, Bram Stoker's Dracula, and I was thinking, okay, I'm not going to go into this with any expectations. They totally flipped the script on this book. I mean, it's following it, but it's just amazing how they made him an American industrialist, and he's suave, but he's got that, like, childish, you know, okay, I'm an innocent type of person, especially with the hunter. So, that's why I'm following Jonathan Rhys Meyers, because of the way he's acting in Dracula. And I looked up like a ton of his movies, and I'm going to watch some of them anyway.
Is Dracula evil in that Dracula series?
He's
not good.
You know what? This is my take on Dracula, the story, Bram Stoker's Dracula. It is a romantic tragedy, just like Romeo and Juliet.
But the thing is evil.
There is.
It is a blood-sucking monster.
But the...
draining the life.
The church made him that way.
Fault. No, Jesse, you need to watch it before
fault.
You take that.
Oh, okay.
Which is all available on Hulu currently. Just FYI.
Sucking the life force out of him. It sounds like my wife.
Oh, she
must be an amazing person. I need to meet her.
And Jesse, you were thinking of John Rhys Davies.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Tour. I was wondering because, yeah.
In all fairness, it's Jonathan Rhys and John Rhys. It's kind of close, sort of.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yes.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Daniel's reciting names of all the boys he loves.
Oh, that's
Scott
so
Baio.
Scott Baio is awesome.
Anything else, Shirley?
Rory.
Shirley.
I mean, I just finished up all six seasons, or is it seven seasons of Lost. I got hooked on that and finished it like within a month. And then I'm on Falling Skies. I really like Falling Skies and Alias. And then, okay, who's the guy? Jeremy Renner?
Plays Hawkeye.
Yeah, Hawkeye.
Yeah.
He is in, I think it just went one season. It's called The Undercover or something like that. I'm watching that on Netflix.
That's
Amazon Prime. Sorry, Amazon Prime.
And that's not called The Undercovers.
I said Undercover. Isn't it Undercover?
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Anyway.
I'm looking now.
But
it's
Falling Skies is my sci-fi. Dracula is my romantic. And then Undercover is my kind of drama cop thriller one that I'm watching. That's about it. And then we did see Thor into... Darkness. Oh my God.
Dark Worlds.
I'm getting my genres mixed up.
That would have been awesome.
Thor into Darkness.
Yeah.
Cumberbatch and Hemsworth. Oh yeah. That would have been amazing.
I've heard that movie was thorrible.
Well, thanks for having us on tonight.
No, we're not done. I still have stuff. See, the name of that show is called The Unusuals.
How did I get Undercover? Maybe because they're at the top.
So, Shirley and I went and saw Hunger Games: Catching Fire.
How was it?
And I enjoyed it. I've read the books, and they left out some parts that would have been better if it were in it, but I still think they did a really good job.
Was it better than the first one?
I thought it was just as good. Did you not like the first one?
It wasn't that I didn't like it. It wasn't what everybody had made it out to be.
Do you like anything,
like
Jeff?
Anything.
He likes Tiny Death Star.
I like negativity.
And so in Catching Fire, because I now need to look this up because I think it's who I think it is, but I'm not sure if it's who I think it is. Hold on.
What?
Yeah, Philip Seymour Hoffman is in it as Plutarch for you, Johnny. I don't know. Did you read the second book, Johnny?
Yes, I did. I read all three.
Philip Seymour Hoffman
the guy.
Is Plutarch.
I'm aware, yeah.
The guy.
Yeah.
Well, that narrows it down, Shirley.
Well, he was in the talented Mr. Ripley, and I was just like, I really liked him in that movie.
Ben, does he play that same guy that walks on his legs?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
the hair.
Yeah.
With the arms.
Uh-huh, gotcha.
Yeah. He's got that shirt on. Yep.
I hate you guys.
Yeah. So, and then Tuesday, we got free passes from this awesome, awesome movie theater called
the movie.
Studio Movie Girl. And they gave us free passes to a movie called Saving Mr. Banks.
Oh, my God.
Which I'm a huge fan of Mary Poppins. I always have been.
The one with Tom Hanks playing Walt
yes.
Disney.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was really good. It was moving.
It was amazing.
I really, really enjoyed that movie. And I highly suggest it. Saving Mr. Banks. I would really like to see Tom Hanks win something for that. If not him, then Emma Thompson, because I think they both did a great job.
She was just, wow.
So did Paul Giamatti and what's his name from West Wing, Whitmore.
Oh, right.
That sounds like a lot of good people in that film.
Yeah, it is. It's just...
Star-studded cast.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really is a good cast.
The thing is, it's an amazing, amazing story. It's like one of the most... It's not riveting... In the sense of, you know, oh, there's cops and drama, but it's emotionally riveting. Like, you are riveted to the screen. So.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to stop talking about what we're doing, and we're going to talk real briefly about this awesome podcast that you guys should go listen to. It's not called When Nerds Collide. We'll talk about that at the end of the show.
I didn't think so, because you started the sentence off with awesome. I'm like, oh, he's not talking about
ours. Aww. So we have another podcast called
Nerds Collide.
No, Nerds Domain Presents Masks of Gnarltep. We currently are 19 episodes plus a couple of side episodes
Huzzah!
In, and I highly suggest you guys go check that out. And Shirley ran our side quest,
which was very fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I'm glad you guys liked it. It makes me feel good.
We all laughed at her raccoon makeup.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We got her. Yeah, anyway. We had a very good time. Lots of laughs were had. Shirley cried herself because of laughter.
Was this the Halloween special you're telling us about, Matt?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, the one you're not listening to. Yeah, that one.
So if you're not sold on checking it out yet, listeners, my big takeaway from that was this is the first time Shirley ever ran Call of Cthulhu, and what, maybe the second time you've ever actually run the game?
Yep.
Yeah, so, and the veteran role-playing game person, I had a lot of fun, and it was very well run, so it's worth checking out.
Everybody at the table had a blast. I mean, and it was, we started off goofy. She made us all play little kids.
Yep.
We started off goofy like little kids, and then shit got real. And it got real very fast. And it doesn't end well for
anybody.
Most. No, I'm okay with
my ending.
My ending was fine. Yeah, see, Jesse and I.
Yeah, they drank the Kool-Aid, so.
Yes, we did. So, it was a great game. The side quest was a great game. I'm having fun with the regular game, mostly because I'm running it and I get to make people cry.
I beat two swordsmen with a chair.
Yeah, Johnny fitted off two swords with a chair and then could jump out a window.
I was tired from beating off from defending against the swordsman.
It could have been the most awesome ever.
And then yeah, that's
a whole different game.
I corrected myself.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. So we're having fun with that. So you guys should all go check that out. You can find it over on iTunes at Nerdsbane Presents Masks of Gnarltep. You can actually just look it up, Masks of, and it'll pop up. You can also find us on masks.libsyn.com. All right, so Johnny, I'm going to turn it over to you, and you're going to ask us some questions.
Okay, so.
And hopefully Tom will be able to answer them, and Daniel will not.
Hey! I usually keep my mouth shut just to make
We want them
look
to
good.
Be hard. Really hard. They're all about the Legion of Superheroes.
No, they're all about all kinds of comics. So, all right. So we did. I had set this up before, but then you guys couldn't join us. So we did some acronyms before having the cast here to define what some of these words like SHIELD and MODOK all stood for. So that's what you missed out on. Now we're going to play.
No.
Yeah, now we're going to go. Now we're going to play round two, which I have titled "Roll Call." So you're probably familiar with "Name That Tune." This is sort of a reverse "Name That Tune."
So you're going to play the whole song?
We got to
no.
sing.
Yeah, no, we're going to.
Yes,
we're gonna,
I can't name that song.
Yes, so in roll call, you are trying to identify as many members of a team as possible. So we'll go around the list, and you'll get to start bidding. So, for example, if I gave you a team name, Matt could say one, Shirley could say three. Whoever bids the highest then has to name that many members of the team. I will warn you, there are some teams on here that have a cap. So, you know, there will be a point where if you can't name all of them, you might miss out on the points because you can't go higher than so many.
Jesse and Shirley, just to make it a little easier for you, if it's Marvel, it's a safe bet to say Wolverine. If it's DC, it's a safe bet to say
right,
Batman.
Yes, there's a free one for both of those categories. So who wants to start? Who wants to be the first bidder? Okay.
I will.
So, Matt.
You didn't say the team.
I haven't said the teams yet. I was just picking the first person to bid.
Oh, I thought we would just start screaming numbers.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Like, you'd say team, and we'd be like,
okay,
numbers.
So, Matt, you have three choices in category here. The Elite, the Metal Men, or Suicide Squad?
Oh, I can do Metal
okay,
Men.
How many in Metal Men?
I can do three.
Anyone beat that?
I can do five.
Can anyone beat that?
No.
Is this nope. a real team?
Johnny, you're looking at the list. I don't think you can beat five.
I wrote the Metal Men down without looking. Yes.
Oh, really?
I did, however, watch Batman the Brave and the Bold starring the Metal Men 2 days before. But, you know.
Yeah.
So go ahead then. Tom, was it with five?
Yes.
Yes. Five.
Okay. Gold, lead, tin, platinum, mercury.
Yep. You forgot iron. You could have gotten 6 points, but you only got five.
Hold on. How do you forget Iron Man?
No, not Iron Man.
No,
Iron.
Not Iron Man.
I don't
yeah.
understand. But it's men. You said Metal Men.
Right. The Metal Men
Iron
are a DC
man.
Team of robots. Iron Man is a Marvel character who is not on the team.
Wait, aren't they
Hold
like?
On.
Aren't they like?
I'm confused.
Isn't the creator like remaking a team that he used to have? And
yep.
it's like
his friends died, so he gave robots their personalities.
And he had control of magnetism. Oh wait, that's Magneto and the Metal Men. Never
yes,
mind.
Anyway. Okay. All right. So Tom, since you won that round, you get to choose the team for the next round. Teen Titans, Gen 13, or Alpha Flight?
Alpha Flight.
Alpha Flight, okay. How many can you name?
I can name...
all of them. Just say all of them.
I can name six.
I can name seven.
Ooh.
I don't think I knew one.
You do. You do. I warned you ahead of time. You know one. This is
one.
The Alpha Team.
Alpha Flight is Canadian superhero team.
Oh, it's Canadian. Yeah, I definitely know one then.
Do you think you can do better than... how many did you say, Matt? Seven? Anybody think
they
can beat seven?
No, I got five.
All right. Then, Matt, let's...
I'm not sure I can name seven.
You will be negative however many points you don't.
I might not lose.
Okay, so you've got Wolverine.
Yes.
You've got Northstar, Aurora.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Armor was on Alpha Flight at one point. Sasquatch, Puck, Guardian. Yes! Ha!
Well, I'm going to need to verify Armor because she did not come up on my list.
That's
so,
fine. I'm okay with being negative one.
Have to vamp that. All right, we'll have to vamp until I can find an answer to that one. Unless
it's
Tom...
So are we getting a chance to go back to the ones that weren't answered? Because
yes.
I think there was one. Okay, good.
If we have time, I didn't
because so far there is one team out of all of this I've heard of before that I have a chance at, and it's already been squandered.
Okay.
So, Tom, do you verify my armor?
I think the character was called Box.
Yes.
Oh, Box, you're right.
So, Matt, you are...
I'm okay. I will take my
negative
one. There, I'm okay with that. I was
Tom's,
close.
Five.
What were our other options?
I'm sorry, what?
What were our other options?
Let's see. You said Guardian, Vindicator, Northstar, Aurora, Sasquatch, Puck, Shaman, Snowbird, Flex.
Oh.
What?
Okay. No, you're
yeah.
fine.
Yep, no, Flex, here. Manbot, Murmur, Radius, Sunfire, Centennial, Cajor.
Sunfire?
Sunfire was a member for a little bit, yes. Centennial, Cajor, Maple. Or Major Maple Leaf, Nemesis, Puck 2, Yukon Jack, and Box. And, of course, you said Wolverine.
What characters are these?
Alpha Flight.
From what? From
Marvel Comics.
Marvel. So, I don't understand how they choose who gets to be popular and who doesn't.
Don't overthink
it.
No big deal.
They had an Alpha Flight
because
comic and it did not sell.
Wolverine, you know, he's out there and everybody knows about him. Like, I have never heard of these other guys. Box?
You
what do you do,
understand
carry
that
around cardboard?
Wolverine is the best there is at what he does. Kind of making him the most important
Which
guy
is everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He does everything.
Until,
can opener, done.
Until Professor X fires him.
Yeah, that was a hilarious skit.
Yeah, then he goes solo.
Did you see the Jubilee one, John?
No, I haven't.
Where he fired Professor X fires Jubilee? Dude, that one is a riot.
I'll have to look that one up then.
About fireworks. He's like, well, maybe if Magneto was beating up hippies at Burning Man, then we'd call you over.
Wait,
terrible.
What was the movie we watched with the Burning Man joke?
I have no idea.
I swear it was like, okay, anyway.
All right, so okay,
yeah.
We have one more big category, and then if we want, we can go back to the ones we didn't play. So let's see. Matt messed that one up. So we'll go to Jesse. He's next on my Skype list.
Yay.
Your choice here, Jesse. X-Men, Justice League, or Avengers?
Huh. Avengers.
All right.
15 for each.
I've
yeah.
got five?
Not enough.
You know what? I think that's a fair place for him to start. I'm okay with five from Jesse, who doesn't read a lot.
I've listened to the show, and I'm going to second that.
I might have overjudged my confidence there just a little bit.
Well, I'm sure someone will outdid you.
I can name 15.
All right. Anybody want to beat 15?
I can do 16.
I can do 20.
I can do 21.
wait, which? Oh, Avengers?
It's getting real.
Yeah, Avengers.
I can do 25.
Oh, calm. Oh, man.
I'm allowed to write these down as I go, right?
Okay, do 25.
Hold on, I got to get a picture. Oh. I really need to write these down. Okay, so I'm going to start with Wolverine.
He was an Avenger?
Did I get that one right? Yeah. So then you got Captain America.
He was an Avenger?
Iron Man. Yeah. Thor. Hulk. Ant-Man. Wasp. Goliath. We'll go Henry Pym. No, they're all different characters, all different crazy, crazy people. Also, Ant-Man was played by a second guy named Ant-Man, and Goliath was a black dude as well as Henry Pym.
Oh.
Have I defended myself well enough?
Variations of the same character, because it's the superhero
She-Hulk.
Itself.
Jack of Hearts.
He's ignoring you.
Is she? I've got 12 so far. I need, what, 13
mm-hmm.
more?
Yep.
So we'll go Star... no, that's not right. I want to say Star Fox, but that's not his name.
Yeah, actually it is.
Is? Okay, so Star Fox.
Tom, you're going to lose.
Yeah. See, I could see his stupid hair. That was a Beast.
Hair Beast.
Wonder Man. Ares. Sentry. Spider-Man. I'm counting now.
Don't worry about the count. Just name them.
Okay, so seven more. So we'll go Havoc, Rogue. Man, Quasar, Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel. I'm sorry, that might be Captain Marvel. That might be how
that is accurate,
that.
Yes. Since you went back and changed your answer, I'll allow that one.
The Falcon, Hawkeye, Black Widow. That would be 25.
Very good.
Yep.
Also, for number 26, the entirety
of
the
movie. Hey, you probably could just start naming Marvel characters and be pretty accurate with that.
I figured that was going to go into a bidding war and just, you know, I wasn't going to tell you no because...
Poor Jess unless... never got his turn.
did you buy issue like 402 where they named all the people that had been Avengers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I also missed out, like, on Swordsman and Hellcat,
yep.
Doctor Strange.
The only thing
even say Iron Man?
Hercules.
You completely
missed Hercules.
Yeah, I said Iron Man.
Hercules, yeah.
Hercules!
Like if you had just named a minor X-Men character, that's the only thing you could have gotten wrong. Like, if they're a minor X-Men, they've not been on Avengers.
I forgot about D-Man.
I don't know D-Man.
U.S. Agent.
Yeah, the power of the
Ronan.
Scarlet Witch.
Yep.
Those are all
Division
good. Yeah.
One,
see?
Division
look at
1, 2, and 3.
The Bride of Ultron. What's her name? There you go. Right. So, that's
so
a lot.
There you go, Matt. You're now 24 points.
Yay!
Tom's 5.
So, Jesse, which one did you want to go back and do?
It doesn't matter.
No.
You want to try, Jesse?
I was going to say Suicide Squad, but it's going to go past me anyway. So
I don't know Suicide Squad.
I'm just flipping
Squad
this all. Table and walking off this conversation.
No, Jesse should be able to. Jesse, how many can you name on Suicide Squad? Do it.
King Shark, Harley Quinn, Deadeye, and crap! I had it earlier. Hang on a sec.
So they're not all girls?
No.
I can name all 13.
Can anyone verify
this is going to bother me that I can't think of what the other...
Well,
who do you need verified?
Yeah, Deadeye is not on my list, Jesse. Do you want to try again
Deadshot.
On that one? There you go.
That's it, Deadshot.
There you go.
Who is King Shark? This
King
guy
Shark
sounds awesome.
is a shark. that eats things.
He's Killer Croc, except he's a shark.
Yeah, he's a Superboy villain from the early to mid 90s.
Wait, he's a Superboy villain and not a Aquaman villain?
Although they have fought, but specifically he was a Superboy villain.
Boomerang, the Australian guy. That's one.
There you go. There's the fourth one.
No, sir, that is Captain Boomerang.
That's
a good point.
He did not spend 13 years in Australian military service to not be called Captain.
Whoa.
Yeah, Boomerang is a Spider-Man villain, not a...
Yep.
Yeah, in all fairness, that's why I knew the difference.
All right. So, do you want to move into a new category or do a couple more of those? Okay. Yeah. So now I have the category that I've entitled A Rose by Any Other. In this round, players will be given a name, code name, or secret identity, and must give the proper counterpart. 1 point per correct answer, bonus point if you can name another character that has used the same code name.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
So let's see. Who do we leave off with? Jesse. We left off with Jesse. So, Dan.
All right.
Your first oops, hold on.
Don't be DC. I'm not very familiar with DC characters.
Are you good, Johnny?
Hello?
Hello?
We lost him.
Hey.
Okay. So, it's time like the...
I'm back.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Skype is on.
Go ahead.
So, Norman Osborn was the first...
The Green... I'm sorry, do I start now?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, the Green Goblin.
There's 1 point. Can you name anyone else who has used that name?
Harry Osborn was also the Green Goblin.
Very good.
Wait, can we name other superheroes that Norman Osborn was? Because that's how I understood it.
Well, you're not. It's not your question, Matt. But...
Oh, this game is.
So, in this instance, you cannot get points for doing that right now.
Harry Osborn was the Green Goblin.
Mm-hmm.
Willem Dafoe was the Green Goblin.
I might have to rethink the rules.
No, I'm just kidding, because technically he played Norman Osborn.
Right.
I believe Norman Osborn was also the Iron Patriot at one point. Wasn't he the Iron Patriot in the very beginning? Or did he just... Okay, that's what I thought. And that's all I have on that character. I wasn't too familiar. Too much more familiar.
Can I finish?
Well, we'll just... Dan, that's worth 3 points for you then. So, congratulations.
Huzzah!
And then, Matt, you wanted to throw in more nerd knowledge, so go ahead.
You missed the best Green Goblin,
that's
Phil
correct.
Urich.
Yeah.
Not
Phil Urich, yeah. Who is, I believe, currently the Hobgoblin, isn't he?
Yeah, he was on Young Avengers, mm-hmm. maybe?
Anyway, so that's fun. Let's see, so... Alright, so Dan, Tom, you're next on my list here.
Okay.
Billy Batson.
Oh, God. We're going to be here a while. Everybody get comfy.
Well, Billy Batson's only had one other identity, and Billy Batson was Captain Marvel.
There you go. Good point. You got a point there. Any others that you want to throw out?
Well, I mean, with Billy Batson being Captain Marvel, also known as Shazam, you get Captain Marvel Jr., also known as Freddie Freeman. You get Mary Marvel, who is Mary Batson. You have the three Lieutenant Marvels, tall, fat, and can't remember what the other one's called. You get Mr. Talky Tawny, who was his talking tiger. You get Marvel Bunny, Hoppy the Marvel Bunny, and then you get Uncle Dudley, who was Uncle Marvel.
Very good. I looked at that too. So 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8 points. Is that sound correct?
Sure.
Am I missing anything?
So Tom, wasn't there also like a mother like son thing where they became Marvel
that was,
together?
Dr. Fate.
Dr. Fate.
Oh.
You're getting your superheroes and heroes and villains episodes mixed up there, Matt.
Yeah, you're getting your incest storylines mixed up, Matt.
Yeah.
So
you were saying something, Shirley?
I guess I just didn't understand it because I thought we were just doing like, okay, here's the guy's name. What superhero was he? But it sounds like you guys are doing hierarchy.
Anyone who has also shared the name would be, you know, as bonus points. You get a point if you correctly identify the person, and then there are a chance at bonus points.
So like Spider-Man and Spider-Pig?
Well, so? I don't know. I mean, like...
That would actually be Spider-Man. And that is Peter Parker. Yeah.
Well, yes, if I gave you Peter Parker, you would then say Spider-Man, then you could say... I've forgotten his clone's name.
Dr. Octopus?
Ben Reilly?
Ben Reilly, yeah. So on and so forth. So that's...
Kane.
Yeah.
Venom.
Hmm.
All right. So moving on. Shirley, it's your turn.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
And per your request, here is a non-Marvel and DC character.
God. Okay.
Eric Draven.
Say Lady Death.
The Crow.
Very, very good. Congratulations. That's 1 point. Do you know anyone else who has been the Crow? Bonus points.
God. Like every other single movie that came out with.
But can you actually name the characters?
No, I can't remember the characters' names.
Can she name the actors?
No, but I can see their faces. Does that count? Can we do like some computer link up here?
Nope. going back to the Captain Marvel, I also would have accepted, of course.
Oh, Ash.
Ash.
Ash. He's in City of Angels. Crow, City of Angels.
Oh, yes. Okay.
The second. So there's Ash. And then I can't remember who's the third one. Okay.
No one can remember the third one.
The actor who played the third one can't remember that he played the third one.
All right. So, Matt, we're back to you on the list. And your challenge is Britt Reed.
Ooh. Wasn't that like the spider? I'm kidding. So, Green
Very
Hornet,
good.
Right?
Yes.
I don't know anybody else that has anything
Honestly,
to do with
Honestly, I'm not sure anyone ever has. Oh, really?
Nerd.
The Lone Ranger.
Oh, good point! No, that's a solid point. That's like his great-great-great-granddaughter.
Yes, that is true.
You can give my bonus point to Matt.
Man, you
suck. Okay.
Sympathy points.
Okay.
You know, if you guys are starting a relationship, I need to know about this.
No, you don't.
You don't. Yeah.
All right, Jesse, your turn.
Thelma and Louise.
Uh-oh.
That was a reference.
Wow, really?
Bring it back around.
Oh, my God.
Not
that was like an hour ago.
Are you sure? Okay.
It took you that long to remember Thelma and Louise? Really?
All right. Jesse, Selina Kyle.
Catwoman?
Correct.
Halle Berry?
Dude, Michelle Pfeiffer was first. Right?
Julie Newmar.
I think she's the only Catwoman there is, isn't there? Hasn't there been Selina?
I have not. Yeah.
There's been,
what?
There's been at least one more Catwoman.
Was she called something different in the first of the movies? Because she might have been.
Tom, wasn't there when they relaunched it back in the mid '90s by what's that artist's name? Bennett, I think. Tom Bennett was his name. Do you know what I'm talking about? Because he does all those Tarot comics now. All the TNA comics.
Jim Valent.
Valent. Yeah. When Valent did Catwoman back in the 90s. Was that Selena?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I swear there was one more.
I thought so too, right?
Sorry,
Holly
I got
Robinson
this.
Is maybe who you're thinking of. She was...
Maybe.
Holly Robinson from Heather Class?
No, she was...
What is this obscure reference that was? Head of the Class, holy crap.
And yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman was still Selina Kyle, so that wasn't the difference.
No,
Small Wonder reference coming up next.
Holly Robinson was in Batman number 404 during the year one story arc by Frank Miller. She was Catwoman.
Oh, okay. I'll take my 1 point. I'm happy with that. I got a point.
Yay!
Could have sworn that like Earth 2 had a Catwoman, but was a different.
Yeah, that's a possibility, but it didn't come up in my search. So, Dan, we're on to you.
Yeah. Hello.
I'm on the wrong screen. Hold on. Sarah Pazzini.
Sarah Pazzini is Witchblade.
Correct.
And who else has possessed the Witchblade? It has been on The Darkness. I can't remember his name. Estrada. Eric Estrada.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Chip's reference.
Jackie Estacado.
Jackie. Right. Laura Croft has possessed the Witchblade.
What?
Oh, yeah, dude, they did so many crossovers in the 90s. It was
okay.
I've got them all, too, because Turner's in. And a couple of flashbacks of other people, but Witchblade. That's all I could remember.
Okay, so 2 points for Dan. Tom, you're next on the list. Wade Wilson.
Wade Wilson, your
favorite.
Wade Wilson is Deadpool.
Correct.
There are other Deadpools, but I couldn't tell you who. I mean, there's Lady Deadpool, but I couldn't tell you what their identities are. Deadpool is like one of my least favorite characters.
Is she?
In all of comics, so.
Well, one of them was Wanda Wilson. That was a Lady Deadpool.
That's probably Lady Deadpool, yeah.
let's see. Those. That's the only other name I can come up with at the moment.
Because so. they have a whole Deadpool squad.
Yeah.
It's the Deadpool
Corps.
Yes,
that's it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Get that right.
Like I said, my least favorite character in all of comics.
It's similar to the Green Lantern Corps, yes.
A spoof on it, if you will.
All right, well, I hate to do this, guys, but we're going to wrap that
up.
So
then we'll get a final point tally. Except
yeah.
My Google Docs just quit working, so give me another moment.
Give it a Tom.
Sounds like Shirley won! Yay!
Huzzah!
Huzzah!
Well, while Johnny is looking for points, Dan, would you like to tell us about your podcast? That's Tom, but
Tom and I just run a podcast called When Nerds Collide that we just go over all different nerdy and cultural thingies, pop cultural thingies every episode. Pick a certain topic, or we might just digress and talk about a little bit of nothing. But it's always nerdy, and it's always entertaining. And as Tom says, with all of
– It's not always entertaining.
Oh, please,
sometimes it's entertaining, but not always.
Well, it's like you always said, Tom, with our topics, we make everything fun like tequila.
Ooh, tequila is so much fun.
You don't remember
no,
it the
and
next day?
They throw up sometimes.
And sometimes there's a
word. You guys aren't doing it right if it makes you throw up.
Or we're doing it too much. Tom, anything else you'd like to say about the show?
Hey,
it's like 14-year-olds. It's like if 14-year-olds ran a podcast.
Pretty much.
This is true.
It's true.
Sometimes they get awesome calls in the middle of their...
You guys get
calls? Not so much. No, not so much. No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, I'm very sad.
No, not like that.
Not awesome calls at all.
Don,
I
did you get
yes,
those point
I did
totals?
Point totals. Matt has claimed the victory with 25 points.
Yay!
With a great comeback from his negative one.
Yay!
Tom comes in second with 14. Jesse had 5. Why is it didn't update properly? Dan and Shirley has 2, and Dan only managed to score 1 point. is what I have.
Yay!
Updated properly.
Daniel,
who's up?
Tom, you needed a better co-host.
Yeah,
jeez.
About that app.
All right, so you guys should head over to iTunes to check out.
You're the reason I had
this
app.
You can email them.
Well, I'm glad I'm good for something.
Well, let me look at my phone. Yes, I am a winner. Thank you.
You can email them at WhenNerdsCollide, or I'm sorry, at CollidingNerds@gmail.com, and you can follow them on Twitter at CollidingNerds.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
And don't forget to go to NerdsDom.com and check out all of their reviews. And their Massive Gnarltep is also on iTunes as well as their website.
Yeah. Yeah, you can head over to iTunes and give us a rating. We'd love some stars and some writing. And you can find our shirts over at tinyurl.com/indieshirts. And we will talk to you guys.
Thanks for having us,
buddy.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.